The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
How was I to ever know it could get so bad? I run around heartless. I run around heartless. I tried to make it to the coast when I moved out west. I ran around angry. I ran around.
What's going on, everybody? It's the birthday edition of the Al Gattulo Craft Beer Cast on AM 970 The Answer. That's right. Today is my birthday, and it happens to be a Sunday, and it happens to be, well, could be Monday or Tuesday or wherever or whenever you're listening to this program. But if you're listening on the night that it airs on AM 970 The Answer, today or today is my birthday. It's almost not my birthday. We've got about 58 minutes left or so until my birthday is over. Listen, we've got a great show for you tonight. There's no guests on the program. There is a lot of beer news to get to, and I felt like we needed to just lay off on a guest for this week. I don't know who we're having on next week because I'm off for the next couple of days celebrating my birthday. So we'll have to see. It might be 2 weeks in a row where we don't have any guests. But coming up 2 weeks from now, I'm just going to leave it at this. There's a couple. I won't give their Instagram handle yet. Maybe I'll tease it next week. But they have traveled, Denny and Patty, have traveled to more than 500 breweries across the United States and around the world. And I just love their story. I love the fact that they enjoy craft beer. I love the fact that they enjoy supporting craft beer. And so I'm going to sit down with them at Wild Air Beer Works in a couple of weeks, and we're going to record something there and talk about their journey and why they started it, where they're at, what places they want to go to. So that's coming up in a couple of weeks. Actually, it'll air on Mother's Day. So there you go. All right, let's dive into news and notes. There's a lot of stuff going on. So Lehigh Valley Beer Week is coming up. First week, I believe it's the first week of May. And they are doing, I say the Lost Tavern is doing a whole bunch of stuff. They are doing an amazing event at their Hellertown Tap Room during Lehigh Valley Beer Week with their friends from the Lehigh Valley Homebrewers. Tickets are available at losttavernbrewing.square.site. We'll link to it on our Facebook page, and we'll tweet it out as well. It's $10 per person. 100% of the ticket sales are contributed to their annual pediatric cancer fundraiser. Hops for Hope, the tickets go on sale May 4th. Now, I don't know when Hops for Hope is going to be. It's sometime in September, and I'm hoping that I can make it. I know last year was almost dicey where I couldn't make it, but I am planning on making it there for Hops for Hope for this year. I know I have some events on the last couple of weeks of September on Friday nights. One is in Philly and the other one is in Brooklyn. But we will see. I'm really trying to get there because it's early. But I think they do two sessions. So maybe, if anything, if I do anything, I'll do the second session because it'll be later in the afternoon. We'll see. But Hops for Hope is an awesome event. All the proceeds go to pediatric cancer. And this event that they're doing during Lehigh Valley Beer Week, it's $10 per person. It's with Lehigh Valley Homebrewers. I guess it's a homebrewing competition or just a tasting. You definitely want to check it out, and you definitely want to go over to Lost Tavern. They're a great place. Good people, just a lot of fun. And this time around, I'm going to get them on. I got to interview somebody from there because I'm always talking about this event, and I've actually never spoken to anybody from the Lost Tavern. So that might be a road trip one day. Maybe my wife and I will go up there. Anyway, Chilton Mill Brewing, hard to believe, opened 5 years already. They are doing a big celebration for 5 years in business. They're going to have new beer releases, live music, new merchandise, a food cart. The two-day event kicks off on Saturday, May 18th. It continues on Sunday, May 19th. On May 18th, it's from 3 to 10 p.m. Live music by Tim and Danny from 5 to 8. On Sunday, May 19th, it's from noon to 6. Live music by Mike Frank and Friends from 2 to 5 p.m. They're going to have a cash bar outside as well as inside the tap room accepting credit card and cash. Cash obviously expedites the process. It's a rain or shine event. So come prepared with all your gear. Seats fill up quick. You're welcome to pack your own camp chair. They have some rules, though. No outside alcohol. Just Chilton Mill beer. Chilton Mill beer only. Easy for me to say. Well-behaved dogs are welcome outside on the patio. Children must remain with an adult at all times. No flights or samples. It's full pours only. And you are welcome to bring your own food, even though they are going to have a food cart there as well. You are welcome to bring your own food. That's great. 5 years. And, you know, Chilton Mill is out in the Chester area, so I don't get there often. In fact, I've never been to the actual brewery. And on the day of their celebration is actually the big event, B3, over at Menin Arena. It's not that far away. I don't know, maybe, well, problem is I get overloaded with food and beer, so it's very difficult for me to just go, all right, now I'm going to go to another brewery. It's just, it's a little much for me. So we shall see what happens, but I have to make it a point sometime this summer, maybe get up there to the Chester area and have a couple of beers one day. Take the wife, go for a little Saturday ride or something like that. Speaking of B3, Saturday, May 18th, Menin Arena Field, 30 New Jersey craft breweries, 3 styles of beer, one of which is rare created specifically for this event, an assortment of tasty barbecue and bacon. There's music. There's tons of stuff. Vendors. It's going to be a great time. NJBeerBBQFest.com. General admission is 1 to 5. The VIP hour is from noon to 1. Chris Massey is cooking the VIP hour where you get food included with your beer. It's a benefit for the Chester First Aid Squad. I judge this event every year. I've been judging it now. My God, it's got to be 7 years now, 8 years that I'm judging this event. Phenomenal event. You don't want to miss it. We always have a blast. It is a great time. It is a rain or shine event. If it rains, I know last year it rained. We had it inside the arena. It was sort of a last-minute call. I'm hoping that it doesn't rain and we have good weather so that we can be outside. It's so much better outside. I feel like when it's outside, the pace moves quicker. We get stuff done. You know, it allows us to have a much more enjoyable event because we're usually done by, I mean, we get started around noon. You know, samples start coming in and stuff. And then, you know, we're pretty much finished by 2 o'clock. And then you have we have a couple of hours to just hang around and do what we want. But it's a great event. Allison puts on a phenomenal event. You definitely want to go. The Beach House Rooftop Party, I am trying to get to this on Saturday, May 11th. It's looking more and more likely like I'm going to get there in Belmar. They're going to have tons of great guest breweries there, 18 guest taps. They're going to have food specials, live music. There's no cover. You pay for what you drink. All the breweries will be there from 1 to 6 p.m., and they're going to be pouring the beers all the way to close. But representatives from the breweries will be there from 1 to 6. You got Heavy Reel, Icarus, Wild Air, Bird's Mouth, Little Dog, Alternate Ending, Artist, Bakes, Last Wave, Bradley Brew Project. There's some great breweries here. So I am definitely going to be at this event. I'm trying to get there on the early side so I can hang. It's nice that there's food there and just spend the day. I'm trying to convince my wife to go. I don't know if she's going to because she's not really drinking anymore. We'll see what happens. Movie theaters across New York State could soon start selling alcohol. Cinemas will have to apply for a license to sell liquor as part of the state's $237 billion budget deal. Lawmakers don't want moviegoers, of course, getting drunk, so customers are limited to buying one drink per transaction. This is, I think this is a long time in coming. Alamo Draft House already has a liquor license and food, so you're able to buy beer and eat food there. But serving alcohol in a movie theater, maybe it entices more people to go to the movies. I don't know. I've noticed I have not gone to the movies as much. Not because I want to drink at a movie theater, But simply because of the fact there haven't been that many great blockbuster movies that made me say, I have to go and see this in the theater before it comes out on video. So I'm wondering for the future of Hollywood, what's going to happen? And that's, you know, obviously a subject for, you know, another time. But I'm wondering if this entices people to go. Now, limiting it to one beer per one drink per transaction, I think is probably a smart move and a prudent move. But we'll see what happens. Now, the budget has also allowed restaurants and bars to offer to-go cocktails, which started during COVID-19, for another 5 years. So it's not permanent, but for the next 5 years, restaurants and bars don't have to worry about it. They can do to-go cocktails. That is a game changer for restaurants. So that is actually great. And then finally, Full Circle Brewing and Crowns and Hops Brewing Company have proudly announced a groundbreaking strategic alliance aimed at transforming the face of the craft beverage industry. The Circle of Crowns Beverage Group is an alliance that combines two leading black-owned companies, centralizes production, sales, and marketing between them to bring locally curated brands and authentic experiences to more retailers and consumers around the world. Full Circle, headquartered in Fresno, California, the largest black-owned full-scale production craft brewery in the U.S., Crowns and Hops Brewing is the Inglewood-based beer brand that ignited a global movement after forming in 2016, paving the way for more black and brown faces to enter the beer community. CCBG, made up of Full Circle, Crowns and Hops, Speakeasy Ales and Lagers, and Sonoma Cider, established to break the barriers hindering black-owned suppliers related to production, distribution, and access to retailers. Historically, no black supplier has had the infrastructure or scalable production capabilities to see statewide, national, or global BIPOC producer opportunities. Kudos to them. This is great. So they will be called the Circle of Crowns Beverage Group and all black owned. That's awesome. More diversity in beer. We need to see it. When we come back after a short break, more news and notes from around the beer world. This is the Al Gattulo Craft Beer Cast on AM 970, The Answer. Welcome back to the Al Gattulo Craft Beer Cast on this birthday edition on AM 970, The Answer. And you're probably wondering to yourself, why am I playing Michael Jackson's Human Nature from Thriller? Well, I'll tell you why. Did you hear that little interlude as the song not started, but right when Michael started singing, right? So I don't know if you're familiar with Rick Beato. He's on Instagram. He's on YouTube. He's on Facebook. He's all over the place. He's a musician. He's a teacher. He interviews all of these different artists, and the interviews are fantastic. And he did this interview with Steve Lukather not too long ago. Steve Lukather is a longtime guitarist with Toto. But Steve is also a session guitarist who has played on if you saw how many places that Steve played on or people that he played with, you'd be amazed. Some of it was with Michael Jackson and this Thriller album. You may not know that Beat It, the solo where Eddie Van Halen is playing, the ins and outs, everybody thinks Eddie is playing on the entire song. He's not. Eddie only plays the solo part. Steve actually bridges the song with his guitar at the beginning and at the end. And there was rumors that he had also overdubbed the solo, but I don't believe that's true. But if you watch this interview, you learn all about it. But he talks about how he came up with the as he calls it, the glue that puts the whole song together of Human Nature. It's amazing. I won't give it away. Watch it. It's phenomenal. You know, there are so many different things that Steve Lukather has done, but Rick Beato is an absolute genius. I have to give a shout-out to him. I've been watching a lot of his stuff lately, and it's just phenomenal. All right, let us move into the news of beer, and there's a lot of it. That's why we don't have a guest on the program this week. East Village Brewing. If you're heading to a Padres game at Petco Park, there's a new brewery that is taking the owner's love of science in the outdoors and turning out, from what I'm seeing in these reports, some pretty great beer. This came from CBS 8 in San Diego. East Village Brewing, about a block away from Petco. The owners, Aaron Justice, who is a brewer and co-owner, along with Brandon Green, who is also co-owns the place, used to work for Ballast Point. While they were there, they wanted to open their own sustainable first operation with natural ingredients. Now, according to that story from CBS 8 in San Diego, they had to transport four tanks down from Carlsbad to brew the beer in. They also constructed some outdoor furniture themselves. Everything that they want to be in this brewery is sustainable. Apparently, some of the outdoor furniture, a tree fell, they repurposed it within the brewery. Sustainability, a big part of their operation. All of their six-pack tops are made of all recycled material, and the labels are not shrink-wrapped. In fact, they counted on a printing company that uses all solar power to minimize the amount of waste. They only source from farmers that they know have sustainable practices. They keep it to core ingredients, barley, hops, yeast, and water. Try to keep it as simple as possible. Listen to this. They even collaborated with San Diego International Airport using water from their air conditioning system to brew a beer called Pre-Czech, a Czech-style Pilsner. Next up, they have a Hoppy Travels IPA. So the water that they collect from the AC condensation is as pure as rainwater, so you get rid of the organics to make it brewable. I mean, this is pretty wild. They won a gold at the Great American Beer Festival last year for a Ukrainian-style kvass. And again, they're only a block from Petco Park, so I think the next time that I'm out in San Diego, this is absolutely a place that I must visit. Because this sounds really, really cool. I'm excited about that. Now, this next story, and thank you, Matt Sambolin, for this one. Always take these things with a grain of salt because, again, they're readers' polls, so it's usually a popularity contest. But readers of USA Today voted Liquid Crush, a New England IPA from Liquid State Brewing Company, to be the most captivating beer label in the country. The publication commented that the label will take you out to sea with its blue and green label Art Deco-inspired design. Liquid State's website describes the drink as a hazy IPA with flavors of stone fruit, citrus, and luscious tropical fruits. They are based out of Ithaca in the Finger Lakes. Brewery started in 2016 by a couple of friends, Ben Brotman and Jamie Tinlins. Brotman was a former Ithaca beer brewer. Tinlins, a project manager at Cornell's Lab of Ornithology. They run two locations, including their beer hall in downtown Ithaca and their summer's only spot on Cayuga Lake in Romulus. They have a 17-barrel brew house and fermentation cellar, which can be seen from their downtown beer hall. That's pretty cool. So, again, you take these things with a grain of salt. They got voted, but were a lot of fans of the beer itself voting? Or was it people randomly from the United States that saw pictures of the different labels and voted? That's why I always say with these sort of polls, best beer in Jersey, best beer here, best festival in this, it's all subjective. What do you get out of it? That's the thing. But kudos to them. That's pretty cool. And thanks, Matt, for that story. I do appreciate it. Alias Brewworks, they are having their grand opening celebration starting Friday, May 3rd through Sunday, May 5th in their new home on Old Rood Town Road in Vernon. They had soft openings this past weekend. They were just asking for patience as they kick the tires and put the finishing touches on the brewery. Just take everything with a grain. When a brewery opens for the first time, you're going to run out of beer. You're going to have a lot of people coming in. Smart that they did a soft opening, so if people wanted to pass through, that they could. But the grand opening next weekend, definitely you're going to see beer running out. So just be prepared for that if you're heading up that way in Vernon. And don't be disappointed if it runs out. There is a new brewery, speaking of New Jersey, coming to Vineland, New Jersey. Wanderback Beer Works. Proud to announce their entry into the South Jersey craft beer scene. It's founded by three veterans of the brewing industry, all of them who worked for Cape May. Christopher Henke, founder of Cape May Brewing Company. Brian Hink, who was Cape May's original head brewer. And Justin Vitti, Cape May Brewing Company's former general manager of sales and distribution. The three bringing their vast brewing experience to the heart of South Jersey in Vineland, New Jersey, a combined 33 years of experience in brewery and distribution. The trio poised to place Cumberland County as a premier brewing destination by wandering back to the basics. Wanderback Beer Works presently brewing at Hidden Sands in Egg Harbor Township until they procure their space in downtown Vineland. We will be speaking with Brian Hink for next week's program. So we're going to get it straight from the source himself, one of the three co-owners. It might be a little special guest, too, in there, from Wanderback Beer Works, Brian Hink, who was Cape May's original head brewer, and I'm going to assume that he's going to be the head brewer of this brewery. So we'll talk about that in more detail on next week's program. And then finally, Batson River Brewing. This is an independent Maine craft brewery announcing the release of their Very Tall Tales Double IPA. Clocks in at 7.8%. Very Tall Tales, inspired by sitting around a campfire telling stories, sometimes over and over, about the adventures of days gone by. The label features some of the most famous Maine urban legends, including Sasquatch, the fish that got away, and the haunted well of Sabatis. Head brewer Dan Stampone discussed the latest release. It is a smooth, citrus-forward profile, getting bold notes of orange, lemon, vanilla, and grapefruit. The moderately sweet finish, paired with the prominent citrus aromatics, yield a complex sensory experience reminiscent of hard candy and orange creamsicle. Interesting. Comes in both draft and four-pack formats. It is available at Batson River locations distributed throughout southern Maine by Nappy Distributors in Gorham, Maine. So there you go. So if you're a fan of Batson River Brewing, they got a new IPA that's out, and you might want to check it out. Excited to talk to Brian next week about Wanderback Beer Works. The biggest question that I have is now the right time to open a brewery, not just in New Jersey, but in the entire country. I mean, you have to face it, folks. We've got a couple minutes here left before we break. I don't care what people tell you. Inflation is up, right? The cost of getting things are up. It is very difficult to make money in the beer business now. The margins are small. And it's on both ends. It's not just from a brewery's perspective of making the beer and then selling it. It's getting it out in distro and selling. I was just at Nos Vino, which I don't remember if I announced it on the show, but Nos Vino, a liquor store in Westfield, New Jersey, high-end liquor store, carried a very good selection of craft beer. A lot of beers that I couldn't get anywhere else. They were one of the few places that carry Timber Ales on the regular. And now I find they're closing because they just can't make ends meet. Now, that's not just from the beer itself. They had wine and spirits and all that other stuff. But again, it's expensive. You're in downtown Westfield. I'm sure the rent was exorbitantly high. So your margins are high. You have to make a certain amount of money in order to pay that nut. And then you got to pay your employees on top of that. So we're seeing it on every end. So is now the right time to build a brewery in New Jersey or anywhere else for that matter? And the biggest thing is drawing people in and keeping them coming in. That's the key. It's great that you get them in one time, but what's the reason to get them back? New beers, same old beers, but consistently good, events. It's a myriad of things. Kudos to Bolero Snort. They're doing a different thing every weekend. They're trying to have different events, you know, cornhole and a mini golf course inside the brewery. Those are things to entice people. It's to get them to keep coming back. Yeah, the beer should be the main thing. But, again, it's not everything. So what do you do to get people back there? And, again, is now the right time? Well, we're going to ask Brian next week. And that might be a recurring question as we move forward as people are opening up breweries. We'll see what happens there. When we come back after a short break, more news and notes from around the beer world. This is the Al Catullo Craft Beer Cast on AM 970 The Answer. Welcome back, Al Catullo Craft Beer Cast on AM 970. The Answer, 44 years ago, just a couple of days ago, on the 25th of April, this album, Black Sabbath, Heaven and Hell, came out with Ronnie James Dio as the lead singer. That was Neon Nights, and probably my favorite Black Sabbath album. I've talked about it before. I could listen to this cover to cover. Ronnie just took the band in a different direction. They only did two albums. They did this one, and then they did Mob Rules. But, boy, let me tell you, what a direction the band went. Phenomenal. If you haven't listened to Heaven and Hell in a while, do yourself a favor. Listen to it. You won't be disappointed. All right, so we don't have any guests on the program. This is normally the segment where we bring a guest in. We're going to have some guests over the next couple of weeks. But for the birthday edition of the Al Catullo Craft Beer Cast, I decided no guests for tonight. Now, we've got a lot of news and notes to get to. Some great stuff. Listen to this. So you've got the Atlantic City Beer Music Fest, which just took place at Convention Center just a couple of weeks back. The summer sessions are happening. Tickets are on sale now. The bands have not been announced yet. When they do, we will let you know. But this is the summer sessions. And the Here for the Beer tickets are available now. This is $65, tax and fees. So again, you're paying fees. And I'm sure they're going to do a number of events where you can get your tickets a little bit cheaper. But right now, this is the cheapest that you will get it at $65. It's Saturday, July 13th. There are two sessions. Session one is noon to 4. Session two is 6 to 10 p.m. And, of course, it's at Baderfield. Going to be tons of great beverages, seltzers, all kinds of other stuff, food for purchase, shenanigans, and, of course, great music. And, again, the tickets are on sale now. If you're here for just for the beer, $65. They're non-refundable tickets. They will not be available after the band announces. Okay? Once they announce the bands, $65 ticket price goes away. So if you want to get in, you better get in now. They're just waiting for one more confirmation, and then they will release the info on the bands. And, of course, those $65 tickets go away. ACBeerFest.com for where you can get tickets. Now, here's an interesting story. A Belgian man with a rare condition that causes his body to produce alcohol has been acquitted of drunk driving. Now, this took place in Brussels. The condition is called autobrewery syndrome. His lawyer told Reuters, it's another unfortunate coincidence, by the way, because her client works at a brewery. So he works at a brewery, and his body produces alcohol. And this is actually, ABS is actually something that does happen. According to Belgian media, the judge noted that the defendant wasn't experiencing symptoms of intoxication. Lisa Florin, who is a clinical biologist with Belgian hospital AZ St. Lucas, explained that people with the condition produce the same type of alcohol as the one in alcoholic drinks, but that they generally feel less of its effects. She added that people are not born with ABS, but can get it when they already suffer from another intestine-related condition. So this guy produces in his body alcohol, but he doesn't get drunk. It's unbelievable. Now, I know some of you are like, oh, I wish that kind of... Believe me, I'm sure this is not a condition that this guy wants to have. What I think is even more ironic is the fact that he works for a brewery. It's just like... So how do you know? That's an interesting thing. I posted the story on our Facebook page if you want to read more about it. Talea Beer out of Brooklyn, the woman-owned brewery, they're doing a beer based off of bagels, and it's out now. Now, they've done two of them. They've teamed up with Black Seed Bagels and Gotham Greens to produce two limited edition beers brewed with mash from Surplus Bagels. So extra bagels, the bagel store Black Seed Bagels grinds it down into stuff that the brewery can use, and then they made two beers out of it. They made a lemon basil weekender beer with Gotham Greens basil, and then the experimental everything bagel beer. It launched in Talea tap rooms this past week for Earth Day. Their weekender beers are all lagers with a twist. This one is basil. They pair well with citrus. It's a lemony beer with some basil in it. And then the second beer, they wanted to embrace the most salient characteristics of an everything bagel and decided that the flaky garlic and onion stood out the most in an everything bagel, which I would agree with. And so those are the big flavors in the experimental everything bagel beer. It's a limited run of the beers. They only produced enough for their tap rooms, Williamsburg, Cobble Hill, the West Village, and Bryant Park. There'll also be some available in some restaurants and stores, but I think within the next couple of weeks, it's going to be gone. But what they're doing with the grain from that beer, they're going to be making dog treats in a couple of weeks using the leftover grain as the primary ingredient. So that's cool. So Talea Beer in Brooklyn, again, their tap rooms, Williamsburg, Cobble Hill, the West Village, and Bryant Park. So there's two in Brooklyn and two in Manhattan. Definitely check it out. I got to get over to Talea. I'm trying to plan a Brooklyn trip. I need to go with a couple of people for a day to Brooklyn and sort of bounce around. Park the car somewhere, bounce around to a couple places, and then head back home. So at some point I will get there. The New York State Brewers Association, saddened by the recent loss of two members of their brewing family, Robbie Cunningham succumbed to brain cancer peacefully in Scotland. where he was born after he contributed his talents to 1886 Malthouse and Willow Rock in Syracuse. And then John Fraioli, a fixture in the Long Island brewing scene. I did not know him. Tragically passing away last week. A rich history at Oyster Bay Brewing, Dubco, and Uber Geek. John recently had embarked on his own brewery venture with the Nevermore Beer Company. Our deepest condolences go out to all of their friends and family. They'll be missed by all in the New York State brewing community. I mean, just a sad thing. I saw a number of tributes to John Fraioli across social media. He touched a lot of people's lives, and just very sad that both of these gentlemen passed away. We don't know how John passed, and I'm not even going to speculate as to what happened, but my condolences to both of them and their families. Surfside, a fast-growing line of canned iced tea and vodka cocktails, expanding distribution to more than 40 states. They are also adding 5 new flavors, green tea and vodka, raspberry tea and vodka, raspberry lemonade and vodka, strawberry lemonade and vodka, black cherry lemonade vodka, as well as a new lemonade variety 8-pack. Interesting stuff from Surfside, based out of Philadelphia. And Trogs has announced the release of the brand new Second Cut Mango Double IPA. This joins the brewery's rotating once-a-year series, which includes iconic beers like Mad Elf, Nugget Nectar, and Nimble Giant. Second Cut features 2 complementary ingredients, citrusy Simcoe hops and sweet mango. More than 12 pounds per barrel of real mango during the fermentation process, lending a sweet, fruity finish to the beer. The Second Cut's combination of hops and fruit yields notes of juicy mango, pineapple, and raw honey. It is available on draft and in 16-ounce cans across the brewery's entire distribution footprint. You can also go to Trogs Brew Finder on their website and get more information there. And then finally, the World Beer Cup Awards were announced this past week at the Craft Brewers Conference. Colorado breweries collected 21 awards at the World Beer Cup. Some of the gold medal winners, Bull & Bush Brewery, Banded Oak, Bent Barley, Station 26, Prost, won for their International Light Lager. Silver medal winners were River North, Denver Beer, Aspen, Sweetwater. Bronze medal winners, that was River North and Sweetwater, among others, Denver Beer Company. You had Odell Brewing winning a silver. Cellar West won for a farm saison. They won a silver, first-time winner. So kudos to all the Colorado breweries for winning those World Beer Cup Awards. Nobody locally in New York. Captain Lawrence, just outside of New York City, won an award. In New Jersey, a number of gold at the World Beer Cup. Bonesaw Brewing won gold for Lone Squirrel, their American-style brown ale, out of Glassboro. Kane won 2. They won a gold for Dripping Maple, wood barrel-aged strong stout. And Field & Oak Golden Raspberry, they won a bronze in that as a Belgian fruit beer. Shipbottom won for their Mermaid Blonde Ale, a gold. And then Mudhen won for their Scotch Ale, the Wee Heavy Wilson. They won a gold for that. So kudos to Kane and Mudhen, Shipbottom, and Bonesaw for winning medals at the World Beer Cup. That is really cool. When we come back after a short break, folks, it is time for Suds and Duds. That's right. All coming up next on the Al Gattulo Craft Beer Cast on AM 970 The Answer. Final segment of the Al Gattulo Craft Beer Cast on AM 970 The Answer. As always, it is the time where we do Suds and Duds, where I talk to you about the beers that I've had over the last several weeks, and I tell you whether or not it's a Suds or a Dud. Let us get started, shall we? When I was at Jersey Girl Brewing a couple weeks ago, hanging out with Chuck Aaron, and thank you, Chuck, for the hospitality and for the many beers that he sent home with me, which was great. So I have to work my way through some of them, but one that I did have there for sure. Actually, I had 2, but the other one I didn't check in because I didn't remember, or maybe I did check into it. No, I didn't because I didn't remember the name of it. But anyway, the Ocho, which was the 8th anniversary beer that they had come out with, very tasty Doppelbach. Fantastic flavor, really, really good. We sipped that during the interview. And then later on, we had this, I don't want to say it was a kettle sour. Maybe it was a kettle sour, but it was a sour with heat. And I'm always skeptical of beers with heat because if you don't do the heat right, it becomes oppressive where you can't have more than one. And this one was really good. And I wish I remembered the name of it. It was mango. There was habanero. It had that subtle heat hit while you drank it, and then it backed away. But the heat was still in the back of your throat, but not oppressively so. I've had beers where it's just way over the top. And yet, this particular one, like, it was there, and you kept drinking and drinking the beer. I felt like I could have had more than one of those. Like I compare it, the different styles, but I compare it to Wet Ticket's Cincho Pep. That beer is a Mexican stout with Mexican peppers that give you that heat, but the heat hits you and pulls back and stays there. This was the same thing at Jersey Girl. The heat hit you in the beginning, and then it backed off, and it stayed backed off while you were drinking it. It's just weird. It's kind of wild. And then I opened up a can when I got home later on of the Black Diamond by Jersey Girl. Solid dark lager, roasty, a little hint of chocolate, very tasty. A delicious beer, and, you know, Chuck's beers are very good, and his place is fantastic. I mean, really, if you're in that area of New Jersey by Chester and that area up there, and you're out for a ride, you know, late spring here, the weather is warming up, take a stop by. You will not be disappointed. He's got a great little beer garden. He's got taps outside, so you don't even have to go inside, unless you want something, obviously, that's inside. They have music there on the weekends. It's really a nice little spot. Nestled in Mount Olive. Just the Haze by Samuel Adams. So I have to tell you, this was a couple of cans that Samuel Adams had sent me for their anniversary of 40 years as a brewery. They sent a briefcase. It had two cans of Boston Lager and two cans of the non-alcoholic IPA, Just the Haze. This is one of the better non-alcoholic beers out there. Nice taste, good hop. Does not give you that that chemical aftertaste you know, that a non-alcoholic beer, some of them have. I have to tell you, if I had stopped drinking for a little bit and I wanted to have what I felt like was the taste of beer but not beer, this is a beer I could go to. And I remember the story. We were on a Zoom call when they first released this non-alcoholic beer with Jim Cook, and with Sam Calagione, because they were both coming out with beers at the same time. Sam's was an IPA. Jim's was an IPA. Sam's was a take on the Sequence Sour, but using lemon instead of lime. And I loved Sam's beer. They discontinued it because the sales weren't good. But the Sam Adams one shot through the roof. People wanted it. And I remember Jim saying, I like it, but it needs improvement somewhere. It needs something. He wasn't sure. And I think he said it needed more flavor. They added some more hops. They added something to it that gave it more flavor, again, without that chemical aftertaste. Kudos to him, because it is a fantastic non-alcoholic beer. The Seed. So when I was down in Atlantic City for the Beer Music Fest, we got down there early. I said to my best friend, I said, come on, let's jump a lift. We'll go right over to the Seed. We'll have a couple of beers before we get started on our all-day drinking fest. And let me tell you something. If you haven't been to the Seed, if you haven't stopped there in Atlantic City, you're making a big mistake. It is right down the street from the Hard Rock Cafe, very easy to get to, and the beers that they make there are out of this world. I mean, consistently delicious beer. It's a great little spot. They have a food truck parked outside. You can order food. You can bring your own food. But I have to tell you, they do a phenomenal job. Under the Sunlight, I could drink this one all day long. Baltic Porter, so good. Coffee, chocolate, coffee. What is not to love about this beer? And again, you know, beers, a lot of them, some low ABVs, a brown ale, the next one, Stay What You Are, banging brown ale, full of flavor for 5%. And I think, if I'm not mistaken, this was one, I think they did this with Conclave. I'm pretty sure they did that with Conclave. Excellent beer, and again, under 5%. So it's something that you can have over and over again and not get overwhelmed. They had a smoked beer on tap. Always interested in a smoked beer. I never used to be. The folks from Switchback sort of changed my mind a little bit, but sometimes smoked beers can be too overwhelming. It's like tasting a fireplace or licking a log that's, you know, been on a campfire outside. Smoked Shadows, Very mild smoke flavor. Very approachable. Very tasty. Definitely something I would give to somebody if I was trying to get them into smoked beer. This is something that I would give them because it's very mild smoke. You sort of want that, when it comes to that type of smoke, you want that sort of like bacon, like that taste of bacon when it's been on a frying pan on an outdoor grill on wood. You know, that's kind of what you're looking for. Sort of that fattiness, that little bit of char, you know, that you want, but not oppressive. There are beers that can go way over the top, and those I don't care for. I don't care what you tell me. I'm not drinking them. They're just, again, it's like licking a fireplace. Somebody said that to me once, and I said, I have to use that. It's fantastic because I didn't. I will not take credit for that one. That was not my quote, but I love it, licking a fireplace. And you know what? They're not far off with certain smoked beers, but this one, absolutely delicious from the seed. Then they had a Saison on tap. They usually have a couple of them on tap. Growth and Change. This is their spring version. Wonderful flavors out of this. The touch of honey in it is just fantastic. You get it right there at the end while you're sipping this. Great beer. They have another one there that has tangerines in it and stuff. That's another good beer. Just everything that the seed does is wonderful. I ended up taking a four-pack of one of their double IPAs home. They don't do a lot of IPAs, but when they do them, they're very good as well. I like the traditional stuff. I just wasn't in the mood to take something a little more traditional. I wanted something, you know, more hazy and hoppy. And I'll be reviewing it on next week's show. The IPA was excellent. I mean, really, really good. But we'll talk about it on next week's program. I don't want to get too far ahead. Last week I had the Graffiti Highway, the regular IPA from Trogs. This week I had the double IPA in the Stovepipe can. I have to tell you something. Very, very deceptive for a 9% beer. Hides it very well. Dank off the nose. The big, resinous citrus, a little mango in it. Very much reminiscent of a weed type of beer, which I'm not opposed to, but I really thought that this did not drink like a 9% beer. And again, it's in a Stovepipe can. 19 ounces. It's a lot of beer. I think in some ways, you know what? I know that the 19-ounce beer seems to be a big seller, but I'm wondering, I would love to look at the numbers to see where it's a big seller. Is it Budweiser and Coors? Because they're coming out with these 19-ounce cans now. I know Bolero does 19-ounce cans. Source does 19-ounce cans once in a while. I don't know of too many other breweries in New Jersey that are doing 19-ounce cans. And I have to tell you, I know that a Bolero does some 19-ounce cans with their stouts, which I think is the right move. Because if you're sharing with somebody, if you break 19 ounces down, it's 9 ounces in a glass. Actually, a little more than 9 ounces, just a little, about 9.5, right? So 9.5 ounces, which is essentially a full pour that you're going to get in a bar if it's something that's, a double. If it's a stout, it's, you know, and it's kicking, you know, 11, 12%, that's about what you're going to get. You're going to get a 10-ounce pour. And again, you're sipping it slow. So I think that's what you want. I would prefer to see a lot of these 19-ounce Stovepipe cans save for stouts. I think that might be the way to go. I don't know if that lowers the price point, makes it more expensive. Depends on, you know, I know that when they're pricing these things out, they want to put stouts in big bottles so that you're sharing it with a number of people. But I think you can still do that with the can. I'm wondering, can to bottle, is it cheaper? I know aluminum was high in price. I'm wondering if the glass is expensive. Just something to think about. But Graffiti Highway, double IPA, excellent beer. Again, very deceptive for a 9% beer. Certainly did not taste like one. All right, we got to wrap up the show here. My thanks to everybody involved. We are going to have Brian Hink next week on the program from Wanderback Beer. Can't wait to talk to him about the new brewery opening up in Vineland, New Jersey. And it's an interesting story, how they're going to be opening and what they're going to be producing. It's going to be a great story. You definitely want to tune in for that. And, of course, last but not least, the great Buddy Watson. I will not be back on the Joe Piscopo Show until Thursday morning at 6 a.m. I'm off for the next couple of days to celebrate my birthday. This is the Algatulo Craft Beer Cast on AM 970 The Answer. Cheers, everybody.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.